irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And for our Hispanic sistren and brethren out there all around the world, that's numero uno. Anyway, this is your hostess with the most, is Jennifer DeVoe, or Jennifer DeVoe Muse, actually. I guess Jennifer Muse. I don't know how we're going to say that. I don't know. I'm transitioning. Right. It's a transitioning thing. Cool. So it's, yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
How you doing?
So, yeah, so I'm the hostess, and this is the co-host.
Host. And my wife says I have the most.
He does.
I'm just playing, y'all.
He gives the most.
No, I can't.
This is James Muse, a.k.a. The Muse.
I'm deaf.
You're deaf.
And I don't mean D-E-F, like, I can't hear it. Like,
I don't know. You can't hear yourself.
Hello? Is my mic on?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you just fine.
Oh, barely. All right.
Hear better?
I guess it's my earphones or whatever.
Oh, whatever. Hello. I can hear you just fine.
Anyway. How's everyone doing? Sorry we're late.
It's the Muse. Yeah, sorry we're late.
Bunch of stuff.
It's L.A.
It's hectic. We've been busy. Very, very busy. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah. You know. We moved.
Right.
We had to move again.
And those of you that do, y'all know how bad it is.
Yeah, anybody who's ever moved ever in the history of moving knows that it's a bitch.
And if you do it yourself, not I'm saying you got, you know, money to pay people. I'm talking about you physically doing it and the whole shot.
That was not fun. No. It was not pleasant.
We still doing
husband. It. Yeah, I know. We're still doing it. Okay. Yeah. So, let's see. We are syndicated on the following.
Oh.
iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Amazon Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Podbean, Stitcher, Radio Line, and TuneIn.
It's 14.
Yeah. That's my mark, 14 every time.
That's everybody.
Exactly.
Is there, like, literally anybody?
Oh, Deezer.
15.
Yeah, excuse me.
That's anybody
I'm
else?
Working on, yeah, I'm doing the Deezer thing now.
Goddamn. So. That's everybody. That's a lot.
I try.
All we need now is advertisement.
That's gonna happen.
On the way.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing?
Yeah, so how's everybody doing here on a lovely Wednesday afternoon? We're here in Sherman Oaks, gorgeous view from our radio
station. It's a beautiful
day.
As
always.
It's not a cloud in the sky.
Nope. It's badass.
You can see it's kind of hazy.
Yeah, over by the mountains more. Like, I mean, I don't really see the haze on this end. I see it like in the background. Like,
yeah. Probably partial smog, maybe. Yeah.
I don't even notice, dude. I've lived here so long. I don't even fuck. I mean, you've lived here way longer than I have, but still, I've lived here long enough where I don't even notice the smog.
You do smell the difference though, like when it rains.
Yeah.
You do. You kind of. It's a difference.
I don't know. I'm from Maine.
Well, you're used to cleaner air.
Seasonal allergies. I'm from very cleaner air.
Right.
Like, massively clean air. Unless you're in stinking Lincoln. Shout out to anyone who lives in Lincoln, Maine.
I didn't know those are Lincoln, Maine.
Yes, it's an industrial town.
That's why you call it stinking.
Yeah, so they have I think it's a paper mill, or whatever there, right? They got like a mill there, and it makes like, it's like, I think it's paper mill, and it like makes like really, really smelly. It's horrible. It's really bad. So anytime you go near Lincoln, you're just like, Jesus Christ. Oh my God. My
I don't know what they use. Maybe to make, you said it makes paper. So maybe the chemicals to make the paper or whatever.
Somebody's calling in.
Oh.
Hello. Is this perhaps Ryan Laney? Hello? Hello?
I hear a thoo.
Oh, damn.
Somebody hung up?
Maybe they had a problem coming through. Call again. You know you want to. No, there we go. Okay. That's what I said. Hello, you're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, this is Ryan Frankenstein.
What's up, Ryan Frankenstein? From our Frankenstein.
Not much.
Hell yeah.
Very saddened I can't be there with you guys today.
It's okay. Things happen, you know. But we're gonna have you on. We're gonna have you back on. We're gonna have you on, like, officially on back. You know, like maybe February or something after your CD releases.
Yes.
Or January.
Yes.
Like, right,
we're gonna
right
have
before release it, something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're gonna have the whole band there, hopefully, if we can cram those fools in your studio.
Sure, of course. I mean, there's only, what, four of you?
Yeah, if we can figure that out, I would love to.
Oh, that's really easy. So then maybe it has some instruments and play some tunes acoustically.
Oh yeah, you can always play it.
You know, our guitarist brought that up actually.
We can do that. That's
we were
no
considering
problem.
It. We just didn't know.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Oh, we'd yeah, we can do a Spanish guitar version of our song "Yo Sono Dio."
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I like that. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, we've been working on it. It's got a little Latin flair.
Cool.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, next time.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Go ahead.
We're going to be with you again, though. I mean, on, what is it? Tuesday.
Yes.
For the Metal Mayhem show.
Hell yeah. Metal Mayhem Tuesdays, this coming Tuesday. That's
right.
October 8th. At the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, California. Come on out and join us for a free show.
I like that
always
place.
Free shows at the Rainbow. Come on out and join. We have
Nick Foco.
We have Nick Foco.
Shout
thank
out.
You. Shout out. We love you, guy. We have coming up for that night. We start off the night with Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
Ooh, yeah.
And the Mortis Doll
My
Dancers.
Man.
Y'all guys are gonna love him.
And I'm not just saying it like that because I'm their manager. I'm their manager, like all of them. So, like, you know, I got to kind of like really plug it for them. You know what I'm saying? That's my peeps.
Mortis and I go back a couple of years. So
he's badass.
I've always had nothing but love for him and what he does.
He's a good dude. Him,
yeah,
him
he's a nice
wife.
Person. Yeah, they're really nice people.
Yeah. Shout out to Mortis, yeah. The Devil's Reject. Shout out to Lillian Mortis or Lillian Sin. You can go check her out.
My sister.
Yeah, hell yeah. Go check her out. Her and the other Mortis, a couple of the other Mortis Dolls dancers. You can check them out at the Star Garden in North Hollywood, California. They're there during the weekdays.
Never been there.
We're going to be throwing a couple of concerts there coming up.
Ooh.
We're a strip club extraordinaire. So we're going to have some bands play while, you know,
the dancers
ladies
dance.
Do what. You know,
dancers
that
dance.
They do, yeah. Dancers dance, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be fun.
Well, that sounds perfect.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
You want to make sure you have bands on there that make beats that don't confuse strippers, because that's very unfortunate to them.
That's just wrong. Most of the dancers there dance to like Aussie and like you know, I heard of was a dancer dance to like fucking what was it Godsmack. I've heard like I saw a bunch of dancers like dancing to like really hardcore shit. Like Lillian, she dances some really hardcore shit.
No, I've seen her a few times.
Yeah, so when she dances, like it's nuts. She goes crazy. So it's gonna be a good show though. You know, the girls will dance while the bands are playing, and you know it's gonna be a good time.
Who else is playing?
So this Tuesday we at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. We're going to have, like I said, Mortis is going to start off with the Mortis Doll Dancers. Then it's going to go, what's the next band on, Ryan?
That's a suffocating lie.
There you go. Hell yeah.
They're the name. They're a new band.
The name sounds
bad. But they're good.
A suffocating lie. It's a badass name, though.
Yeah, I like to call them a suffocating guy. I don't know. It was the most clever thing I could think of for their name.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah,
and then
so,
after that, we have, Madison Gray.
Madison Gray, heck yeah.
Yeah. Cool, industrial, kind of... It's like Nine Inch Nails meets The Cure sort of vibe kind
right.
of thing. Sprinkle in a little Ministry.
Oh, hell yeah.
There you
yeah.
go.
That's badass. That sounds
yeah.
great.
Yeah, no, they're great. They're new as well, but they're going to fucking kill it. I can see them getting out there a lot more and doing much more in the scene. That's ultimately what I want to see with a lot more bands.
Right.
Yeah. And then after that is some bullshit band called Our Frankenstein. I don't know.
Don't downplay yourself. You sound great.
No, we're gonna. It's actually gonna be a very special night. We're gonna have. It's gonna be our drummer's birthday.
No,
actually, on that day.
She's talking to.
Oh, that's awesome.
The original dude right now.
That's awesome.
Go,
so we'll do a big. We'll do a big celebration.
Yeah. I'm going to be smashing a cake in his face if he's not listening to this, which I hope he's not. I'll be doing that, so that'll be fun.
That's going to be funny as hell.
Oh, yeah. No, we're really excited. I mean, we've been playing. We played these last two shows. We did the Whiskey. We did Bar Sinister just a few days ago.
Yeah,
and we're kind of, we're really excited to get back into, like, the intimate sort of... type of shows, no stage, just with the crowd, and I don't know. Those are the shows I prefer a lot more because I grew up more with a punk rock background, so that's kind of my thing a lot more.
Right.
Just getting in people's faces.
Right. Well, now, how would you describe Our Frankenstein as a band?
That's really hard. So I would just say metal with a disco beat is how I abbreviate it to just people who ask me on the street.
I like it.
But it's really hard because we're really, I would say, eclectic because every time around we try to experiment with a different era of music or a different sort of genre.
That's cool.
I would say industrial metal,
yeah.
You know, but we experiment with hip hop and all kinds of things.
You go really well with Orgy, the band Orgy. Like I noticed when you
yes.
played with them, you had the perfect sound to complement them, you know, like as a, you know, like you don't want the bands all sound the same, but at the same time, you want them to kind of be in the same, like, genre.
Yeah.
Ish, you know what I'm saying?
You know, we always kind of like to have that sort of party vibe.
Yeah.
To our shows, and Orgy definitely has a very upbeat, exciting kind of party atmosphere when you go and see them, especially when Jay gets in the crowd.
Oh, Jay and the boys really get down. I always love seeing
yeah.
their shows.
No, we loved playing with them at 1720.
Oh, yeah, that was a great show. I always like seeing them at the Whiskey, too. They're good shows there.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to actually go see them. They played the day before I played with Tim Scold. But I unfortunately had to miss it because we were at rehearsal. But
yeah,
that was a show I was trying to make it out to.
Yeah, that's the night we went to go see them. That was awesome at the
Whiskey. Oh, man.
That was a great show. They were on point.
Hell yeah.
They were on point.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're... I guess eclectic is the best way to describe us without trying to sound like an egotistical, like, douchebag. You know about it? We're artsy.
Who are your influences?
There you go. Go ahead.
Who are your influences?
My influences
like listening to
are
or
like
you
Johnny
to...
Cash, Frank Sinatra.
Nice. Okay.
David Bowie, sort of stuff like that.
Awesome.
Wow.
Good
that
stuff.
Was that was your choosing, or you had like older, or maybe your grandparents or your parents listened to
yeah.
those.
Yeah. I was really close with my grandfather who passed a year ago, and kind of growing up, I listened to a lot of like Johnny Cash, Bowie, Tom Waits, and
nice.
A lot of that. And so
Heck yeah.
it's kind of like inspired a lot of my writing, even though I play much harsher music than what my influences are. I think they're all storytellers when it comes to writing.
Oh, of course.
And they
okay.
always kind of like reflect an image or create a scene, and that's ultimately what I'm trying to do.
Right. Hmm. And do you write your own lyrics, or?
Yeah. No, I write all the lyrics for the band.
Okay.
The rest of the guys hate it, but I refuse to let anyone write my own lyrics.
You're right. Well, yeah, because you're the one that put the band together initially. Right?
Yeah.
Essentially.
And, you know, if I'm singing it, I want to feel it.
I agree.
Yeah.
So you basically write the lyrics, and then the drummer do his part when he hears what you're singing, or kind of what is the process of you creating a song?
So recently, it's always different, I would say, because from the beginning, it would be maybe guitar or drums, very old school garage band. But now we're taking a bit of a different approach. I've been working really closely with my keyboardist, Brenton Ferguson. And what he's been doing is we'll structure out the song kind of on the piano through a program on the computer, you know, and then we'll kind of create the atmosphere around the song, sort of the keyboards and backing tracks and everything. And then we'll have the rest of the guys come in and do everything from there.
Right.
I let them do whatever they want to do with the music for the most part. You know, I'll come in and be like, no, that's too much. But for the most part, I let them do that. And then I just reflect the mood with my lyrics.
Nice. Hmm. That's good.
Yep.
It's a good process. I like that.
I think it's pretty fair. You know, it's always a thing with, well, I didn't get to do this. You know, it's always how it is with a band. So I always try to let them have their sort of thing go on. And then I come in afterwards.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's good to do that because you need everybody to feel that they're included. Because if you don't, you're not going to have harmony amongst the band. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So,
we're much more of a machine, so we want to make sure all the parts are working.
That's a good way to look at it. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But yeah, I mean, that's how the process really goes.
How long y'all been together?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been a band?
We have been a band for about... Our Frankenstein's been a band for about 5 to 6 years.
Oh, okay.
And I started it, I want to say... Yeah, it was back in 2013. So I started it in summer 2013. And it was a different lineup. I had... I was actually working with Angel Nightmare, if you guys are familiar with the band Midnight Nightmare at all.
Yeah. They played with Fate Destroyed at Bar Sinister a few months back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, it was him and I, we were just working kind of, he was living in Atlanta, Georgia. I was living here in Orange County. And we were just passing notes over to each other on the internet. We're like, hey, we should just kind of start this band. We're really inspired off of culture and obviously horror movies.
Right.
So we wanted to use the whole metaphor of Frankenstein being just a mirror to society. So, you know, we loved that idea. We started creating songs around that concept. And eventually he came to California. We started working together and we had a lineup and everything. Over time that, you know, changed. Angel became much more he figured out, you know, Midnight Nightmare was his calling. You know, from there, the lineup has kind of changed, but now we've come to where we are now, which is Straza on guitar, Squid on bass, Michael Minister on drums, and Brenton on the keyboards. And this has been the official lineup, I would say.
Cool.
That's badass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been a revolving cast of characters over the years is the best way I can describe it.
Sounds like a typical band.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Much love to everybody who's been a part of it.
Of course, you know, but everybody grows and they change and they want to go off and they do their own little projects or sometimes people don't work well together. You think initially it's going to work, but it doesn't. You know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? It's the entertainment business. I mean, come on. It's a growing and changing, ever-changing animal. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You never know what beast it's going to be.
And you don't want to be a part of a project if you're not putting it, you know, you're not feeling like this is your project either. And yeah. I wouldn't want to keep somebody in a project if that's what they were, you know, yeah. feeling inside.
Yeah, like let's say they want to go off and do their own solo project or something. And you know, you don't yeah. get in the way of that. You want to just, like, let them go on, do their little thing. And they can, you know, mm-hmm. and then you can find another person. I mean, not saying that that person wasn't essential in the process, because it's, you know, it's wonderful they were there.
Oh, no, every...
You know?
Yeah.
You know, but...
Everything is history.
Yeah, but it is what it is. You can't control everything, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, we've been pretty good here, you know, going forward, I think. We have, with this lineup here, has been like the first official, I would say, stable lineup of the band.
Yeah.
You know, because there's always like, oh, we got a touring bassist or we got a touring drummer.
Oh,
you know?
I got you. Yeah, yeah. Some people can't,
you know,
tour.
This way.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's the way I look at it.
Pretty good. We've got everybody on the same page here. So
that's cool.
This next year, 2020, a lot is going to be happening. And I don't know if everyone is ready for it, but
what other
exciting.
Upcoming what other upcoming concerts do you have besides this Tuesday at the Rainbow?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
Well, there's a tour that will be happening in the winter.
Okay.
Dates haven't been announced
and
yet.
This is probably with Mortis, I'm sure. Is this the Mortis one?
Nothing
no?
can be announced yet.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm just saying because I talked to them. But anyway, yes, okay, I got you.
I know. We've been
Mum's
talking
the word.
About things.
Mum's the word.
And things have been
yeah.
pushed back.
Yeah. I we've been, yeah. But still, hey, as long as it's going to happen, that's cool, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. No, we're really
excited.
I
want to help in any way I can to facilitate that, you know, happening.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so I'm gonna tell you guys all more about that. But we're gonna have our Frankenstein, Ryan Frankenstein, the whole gang on probably like January or February, depending on
yeah.
the release date of, you know, of their was it uh-huh. an EP or an album?
It's gonna be a full length album. That's okay. why it's been taking a hot minute.
Okay, how many tracks? How many songs?
Right now we're at 14.
Okay, rock wow. on, badass. You think that's
yeah,
probably
it's a whole
might
thing.
Be yeah nice but yeah that's a good full album right there 14 songs that's awesome see
we
so,
had 10 but we're like we need a crescendo
do some like bonus tracks and bonus some songs and some things you know what I'm saying
oh but, we have those too
but keep me updated on when you're gonna actually release everything. And that way we can put something together so we can have you on the show. We'll have you on my other radio show. And then by that time, we'll be filming for my television show in Pasadena. So you could come up and actually perform live on television.
Yeah.
It's going to be badass.
You would love
that. That's what I'm saying. So
mm-hmm.
we'll give you a full media
package. I'll make sure I don't do anything inappropriate for television.
Well,
oh, it's late night, so
they're gonna let us. I'm gonna find out exactly what we can get away with,
right?
Because we're gonna
okay.
air. We're gonna have the show aired after 10 p.m. That way,
okay.
we can actually maybe like swear and get away with some things. You know what I'm saying?
Show a nipple okay. or.
Well, I don't know if they're gonna let us go that far, but we'll see.
How about
I'll
a butt cheek?
Maybe we'll see. I'll ask them.
I'll
ask
Jim Morrison. You?
Yeah. Oh, well, hey,
you know,
we're okay
I'll
with
let
it.
Me know what's good
we're okay with it. I've been to a gay wedding where a dude wore assless chaps. You really are You're really not gonna offend me, okay? I have seen just about everything. I've seen chicks wearing dildos, fucking people, imaginarily fucking people on stage. I've seen all kinds of crazy shit. I work in the entertainment business. I work in the I saw the Jenna Torturers, and you know what I'm talking about because I'm sure you've seen
them.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, you saw them when they played the Orgy at the Regent. That was a badass show. That really was a good
show.
She's
wonderful.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Nutty shit like that. I'm used to that. I'm used to crazy stuff,
yeah.
so it doesn't really offend me.
And then I'll bring out the strap-on.
There
coming.
You go. Well, we'll see. I'll let you know what they say. About the I don't want to we're on cable so we'll see but what we're gonna want to do is I want to eventually get us on like a you know more like True TV or some you know like You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I want to have, I'm working on building our own Roku channel, so we can get away with whatever the fuck we want to on that one.
Oh.
So it's going to be badass.
How are you talking?
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Ryan, for calling in today.
Yes.
This has been Ryan.
Thank you.
Ryan Frankenstein from Our Frankenstein. Come see Our Frankenstein headlining 12:30 a.m. This next Tuesday night. It's like Tuesday into, you know, Wednesday morning. So we got Mortis the Devil's Reject at 9:30 p.m. We're going to have A Suffocating Lie at 10:30 p.m. We're going to have Madison Gray at 11:30 p.m. And then we're going to top it all off with an amazing, incredible band, Our Frankenstein, at 12:30 a.m.
Yes.
So come on out for a free show.
Right.
I think it's 21 plus. Don't quote me. I think people take their kids there sometimes, but don't quote me on that one. 21 plus, please. Anyway, we're around alcohol.
Bring your kids.
And adults. And you can and you can do your strap on there if you'd like. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Anything goes. Okay, maybe don't bring your kids for that one. But still, you have my permission. 21 plus. 21 plus. Maybe 18 plus. I think they can handle it. Most of them have had sex by that point. It's okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you very soon. We'll see you this Tuesday. And we'll get you some more dates at other venues. I'm planning.
Tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Oh, yeah, social media. Where can everybody get you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, on social media, it's going to be facebook.com/OurFrankenstein.
Hell yeah.
If you guys want to find us on Instagram, we're on Instagram at our_Frankenstein. Some bastard already took the first one, apparently.
Asshole.
So there's that. Welcome. And then Twitter, I believe it's twitter.com/OurFrankenstein. We just dropped a new music video yesterday.
Nice.
So if you guys go on YouTube, search Our Frankenstein Bubonic, new music video out right now.
Bubonic.
You know, like the
plague. That's all I got.
Like the plague. All right.
The plague.
All right, dude. We will see you this Tuesday. Come on out, everybody, for a free show at the Rainbow Bar and Grill with Our Frankenstein. Headlining.
It's going to be a good show, y'all.
Hell yeah. Get Real Come Global out. Entertainment Concert Series event. Come on out. All right, dude. We will see you on Tuesday, and we will have you back January, February for your release of your album.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a good one. We will talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hell yeah. That was Ryan Frankenstein, Mara Frankenstein. We love those guys. All right. Well, it's a little after four, so whoever else is going to call in, you know, call in.
Yeah, we supposed to have a second guest. We got booked the hell out of this.
Yes, exactly. So we're having a good time here at the studios, as always, you know what I mean? So whether we have an in-studio guest or we don't fucking have an in-studio guest. But I'm going to play a song. It's by, no nepotism, but it is nepotism. I don't give a fuck. and if you don't know what the word nepotism means, it means to be impartial to a family or friend member, usually a friend, a family, excuse me, family member. Here is a song by my son, Chance Da Bag.
Huh?
Chance Da Bag.
B-A-G?
Yeah. I think, I don't know. Anyway, here is his song. enjoy. Shut the fuck up.
No. Anyway, where the fuck did you get that name from?
You're his father. It's your fault. I blame you.
Why you blame me?
No, stop. Don't clown. He's watching, asshole.
And?
You're a dick. Anyway.
Where you get that name from?
I don't know. Chance to bag. This is his song, anyway, on James Will Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, IR Radio. Stop it.
Yeah. Dead End Boy Squad, man. It's the Dead End. Dead End Boy, like man. Look. Check this shit out. Work in security, niggas tryna call me 12, but I ain't the one putting Latins and blacks in the cell, telling them now, I got you all to myself, who the fuck you gonna tell, when you can't cry for help, ain't no wishing well, so my nigga I'ma wish you well, yeah my nigga I'ma wish you well, We all brothers and sisters. We should all help each other get somewhere else. Somewhere better on the beach with the seashells. I stay chillin' with a bad little female. Little mama off the clock. Say, fuck the details. When can we chill? People just need to stop thinking of only themselves. Narcissism creates wealth, but only when your soul's been sold to the devil himself. And if you got a guilty conscience, then fuck off all your mental health. Fuck off all your mental health. So when the contract's up, you gon' go straight to hell. Little nigga, go straight to hell. Wishing you would've loved someone like you love yourself. Love yourself, yeah. Lucifer was an angel, but he was cast from heaven cause he rebelled. So you felt like he fell when you felt like he fell, cause you both couldn't give a fuck. Nah, nigga, you didn't give a fuck about no one else. But shit, I guess that's just what happens when you're a backstabber. Yeah. You'd fuck anyone over for a few more stacks to stack in your mattress. But see, if you try me, the aftermath to be a death sentence. I have your body wrapped in plastic or sipping holy water from a golden chalice. It ain't no challenge to leave your brain splattered in the gray matter. Yeah, there's no capping when I'm body snatching. Got this 45 automatic. So when I bust to the tenant, you get lost in traffic. Your nigga get lost in traffic. Got a cold little bitch taking risks for the whole family. Living to die, but ain't trying to be subtracted. When 6 feet's been at it, let these bullets rip through a nigga. Now he a closed casket. Mama seen him in the open casket. You was talking all that shit. Boasting and bragging. You was talking all that shit. Boasting and bragging. Acting like a faggot on your social status. Nigga, you get no captions. And nigga, you ain't capping. Shit. Let these hollow tips fill any nigga who take a bold action. My soul ain't been sold. Nah, nigga, I ain't gonna let you have it. Either you with me or against me, my nigga. I'm a whole savage. Everything I do with a cold passion. Don't make me let you have it. And right now, I'm just rapping. And right now you're probably laughing, but if I take your life, your afterlife won't be no better. And if you're fucking with my family, I'm chance. You get no chances, my nigga. I kill your whole family. Yeah, mama, the daddy. Your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your grandpa, your granny, your uncle, and your auntie. Nah, nigga, let me up the ante. I fuck your baby mama, cause she a little baddie. That's when I'll give your kids some candy. And a brand new daddy. I hit you once, you lost your balance. Hit bikini bottom, you dumb as the sponge and that nigga patchy. I said, you hit bikini bottom, you dumb as the sponge and that nigga pass it. Yeah, I guess that's what happens when your pussy lips keep flapping at a whole savage. Look, I'm a whole savage. And everything I do with a cold passion. And right now I'm just rapping. And right now you probably laughing. But if I take your life, your afterlife won't be no better, better, better.
Your pussy flap, pussy lips keep flapping.
Your pussy. I'm sorry. That was awesome. I'm sorry. The lyrics are just badass. They really are. That's hardcore. Oh, fuck it. I hope I'm saying his the name right. It's Chance Da Bag. I guess I'm saying it right.
Bag of money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's all about the Benjamins and whatnot.
Benjamins. Come on now. This ain't the 90s. That's the bag.
That
was new slang.
Oh. Oh, so that's what it means.
It's get your bag at the trap house. Remember was talking about that Shirley?
Yeah.
The trap house ain't up with the dope house?
Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah. All right, got you.
The weed house or the dope house?
I got you anyway. Okay, that's interesting.
They call it the trap.
I'm an older white woman. Don't ask me.
I'm an older than you black man. Shit.
Whatever. You're still black and you know more about these things than I do.
No matter how old I'm get, huh?
Exactly.
I'ma stay black.
Exactly. That's never gonna change.
My age.
That's
will.
A constant.
Me being black.
You might go out in the sun, get a little darker, but you're still going to be black. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing else is going to happen, motherfucker.
Not a lot of bit.
Nothing else is going to happen. That's the whole point.
Oh, you know I've been sunburned before, for real.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
But I was in the sun. I was in the sun a long
time. I'm being an asshole. I know. I said, because that's a stereotype bullshit. Black people can't get burnt. Oh,
shit.
Of course they can.
Bull.
They have skin just like anyone else. Just because they have
it takes longer, but I was... In it, like shit, all day.
You were, like out there.
Yeah, all day. Like 12, 13 hours
damn.
In the sun.
Damn, that's a long time.
At the lake, yeah.
That's a long time. Oh, especially the sun reflects off the water.
And I was
and
just
it amplifies
and all
it.
That shit.
Yeah, no, that's why. Yeah, because the water reflects, the sun reflects off the water.
Mm-hmm.
And the rays bounce.
Oh!
And they cause you to, it amplifies it.
How about
it's like,
underwater?
It's like an amplification.
Water also? Underwater also? Or
not
just
necessarily
on the
like
surface?
Just on the surface.
Maybe?
So like So like if you're in the water, like, and you're up to, like, let's say your chest, maybe your chest up, they'll get burnt.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? What's under the water wouldn't necessarily.
Not necessarily.
No.
Okay.
But still, it amplifies it anyway. It's like a mirror. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I learned these things, you know, on science shit.
Anyway. All right, science.
Hell yeah. We like science.
Like, he said his friend was supposed to call. He already called at 4 o'clock. I told his friend to call right now.
Oh, yeah, call back. I'm not even seeing another phone number here. See, I'm just seeing.
That's what I'm seeing.
My buddy's number. That's it. Anyway.
He's been calling what the fuck. That's what
he
just messaged.
It's the phone number. It's not coming through. Dial 323-203-0815.
Do it again, baby.
That's 323-203-0815.
There you go.
And I think I texted it right to him. Just make sure I texted it right.
Are y'all going to answer?
We are. We're sitting right here. We're waiting. I'm not seeing the phone ring or nothing. Not that I'm aware of. Make sure I'm ringing. I'm looking on everything here. No, not seeing anybody. Nobody has been calling in. I'm not seeing nothing.
Yeah.
Do they have a phone number? We can call them.
How are we going to call him? You want me to ask Ronan something?
I see something about Ronan. I mean, I see something out here about call, plus call, call. I don't know. You can call out. Anyway.
Let me see.
I don't know what's going on. I apologize to your friend, Chance. I do. I'm not really sure what's going on.
Maybe he didn't pay his phone bill.
I'm not seeing nothing.
We're not playing anything. No. He said he see a 949.
Yeah, 949, but that's the guy who just called in from San Diego. Or OC or whatever.
Yeah, that's
the guy from OC. Yeah. Anyway, it's 323-203-0815 is the number.
Yeah, we have somebody that's trying to call, but not from that.
But for some reason they're not able to call in. I don't know.
Okay. Something's going on.
I don't know.
You don't see anything. The engineer doesn't see anything.
Okay. Yeah. It's not like we're not trying to answer, because trust me, we are.
The engineer doesn't see anything.
Yeah, engineer's not seeing anything.
He doesn't see any phone calls coming in. So until we do, play a song.
Okay, all right. What do you want to play? Let's see. Yeah, I don't even get the guy's songs. That's the whole point. We have to have the guy's songs too. Let's see. Who do we want to play? We played Dirty Machine and Orgy last week. Let's play Fate Destroyed Break Free. Here we go. All right, here we go. Break Free by Fate Destroyed. James Real Talk on the Block. I Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio.
Yo.
Yes, who are we talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who are we speaking with?
No, PJ, are you there?
Yes. Hello?
PJ, you there?
Yeah, hello. Am I on the radio? Y'all some hard people to find.
Yes, hey. We can hear you. How's it going?
Hello, how you doing?
Welcome to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
What's happening?
Can you tell our listeners who we are talking with?
Hello, my name is DJ Soul. I'm a local Los Angeles hip-hop artist. And I am very happy to be on the show because y'all was hard to get a hold of. Yeah.
I'm sorry about
that.
Thank
you for thank you for letting me on the show.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Yeah, I'm good.
So tell everybody a little bit more about yourself. What type of music that you make?
Okay, well, I'm from Los Angeles, like West Side LA area. I make hip hop music. I'm really into the hip hop trends and like all the shit that's going on right now with hip hop music in LA. I'm big on like the West Side culture, big West Coast culture type of thing. So yeah, it's really just me and my boys. I got this little label called 1400 EMT. So we just been on our thing out here, fucking with a lot of other local artists, opening up shows and shit like that for a lot of people, like Blueface. A lot of local LA artists that we're trying to fuck with and like tap in with stuff like that. So I got some music coming with like Trap Dez, Austin the Pac-Man, a lot of local LA artists, my underground artists right now. So that's kind of the move I'm on. But I might go on a tour with Shoreline Mafia. I don't know if you guys are familiar with them, but
oh, of course.
I'm hoping that works out. For me. So
that's awesome.
Keep my fingers crossed on that one.
Cool.
That'd be a good show. A good tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Do you have any upcoming shows or anything? Do you have anywhere you're playing that people can go see you?
Right now I don't have any shows booked right now. I got court cases and stuff like that.
Shout out to social media, my nigga.
Oh yeah, where can people find you on social media?
My social media is Ranoff on the Plug Twice on Instagram, Twitter. All Snapchat, all that type of stuff, and then on YouTube you can find my music at CJ.
Oh dang! Just tell them how we met. Oh God,
huh?
Let him do his interview. Let him talk.
Well, just let him finish what he's saying real quick first before you. Yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
I can't hear y'all very good, but social media. I was basically saying like you can find my music on any platform like Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. I got a couple videos that just did really well. CJ Soul on all platforms, CJSOLE. So that's where you can find my music out right now.
Awesome. That's great.
I got videos. I got some big videos coming out that got a pretty big budget behind it. Got some good videographers that's been pretty like locally established and also like he's from Atlanta. His name is Judy Remixer. It's one of my boys, so he be shooting for like Hood Rich, Pablo Juan, and like he just did a Blockboy JB video, NLE Taco video. So he my boy that I got doing all my videos, so he real tapped in, so he helped me a lot out. Shout out to my boy Judy, you know. Shit.
Ran off on the plug twice.
So how long you've been in the hip hop business? How long you been trying doing the hip hop artist?
I've been just doing this shit for like honestly like 6 months. I've been getting a lot of love on it. So that's just been what's really pushing me is just you know, like locally I've been getting crazy love.
Okay.
My video did like 15,000 views on like the first 24 hours and shit. It was my second video. With no promotion, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
No ads, no promotion. It got like 15,000 plays on like the first 24 hours. So, really, I've only been doing music for like 6 months. Like, I've always loved rapping though. Like, I grew up like, you know, I met Chance when we was in like a little placement type thing like a long ass time ago when we were kids and shit. I always loved rapping and shit,
right.
But I really just started taking it seriously like recently and shit because, like, you know, I've been trying to make my little way out the streets or whatever.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good thing. You know what I mean? Stay positive and work on your craft. That's cool.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're also talking to Chance. How do you say your stage name, Chance?
It's Chance the Bag Snatcher.
The Bag Snatcher.
Oh, there we go. Chance
the
Bag Snatcher.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that right? Is that right? Bag Snatcher.
Chance the Bag Snatcher.
So he's going to be Chance the Felon.
You'll end up being Chance the Felon. Yeah. You go snatching the bag.
He's already a jail felony. I'm good.
It depends on whose bag you snatch. As long as it's money.
CJ, we snatch your bags out here.
Who listening to this right now? They need
everybody,
to
everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Bro, we are worldwide.
We're worldwide. There might be a motherfucker in Germany listening to you right now.
Germany, South
knows?
America,
Africa. I have people from Africa listening.
How you doing?
Australia.
Oh yeah.
I love cannolis. If the Japanese are listening, I love sushi. So that's all I love.
You have any shout outs to friends or family?
Anybody that wanna tap in, I love all cultures, you know what I mean? LA is very diverse, so
hell yeah, that's the best part about it. It's the best part about it. It's the very diverse culture. We have everything here.
Right.
And I love that. That's one of the reasons I love being here so much. Back where we're from.
I got a question for you guys. I know I'm the one supposed to be getting interviewed and shit, but shit. Okay. I got a question for y'all. What's the targeted audience of y'all podcast?
Every show is completely different because it's entertainment based. So it depends on the subject matter of that week. We have authors on, have rap artists, we have metal bands, we have celebrities, television stars,
directors,
anything you think of. Anything
we've
you
had,
think of.
We have psychic mediums, NFL players,
WWE wrestlers.
We have WWE wrestlers.
Yeah, I've had a bunch
actual motherfucking wrestlers. Actual football NFL players. Dale Troop from I think the Tennessee Titans. He was a tight end.
Yeah,
he's been interviewed by us.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so we deal with a lot of different stuff. Here. So what
y'all be doing? Y'all be doing live on camera interviews too?
Yes,
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 yes.
And
that's what I'm trying to get you in for, my boy.
We will be starting to film for our television show in January.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be featured on it.
You could be on that.
You could be featured on one of the episodes of that.
Right.
Okay. You know. I should have copied the link so I can have all my people tap in on this. It was kind of short notice.
Well,
my son can send it again.
Send it to you again, and then
we got rewinds and all that stuff. We can always watch it.
You can also
send it to your friends. Okay. Yeah,
you can also listen to it on the LA Talk Radio Channel 1 page. Just look at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. And all right,
if my mom's listening, I'm a rapper, Mom.
There you go.
If you want to do a quick cipher, man, you go ahead and bust one.
All right, Chance da Bag Snatcher.
One of my music videos got me in a little trouble with the law enforcement, right?
Oh,
so
damn.
I put a jail, and I ended up getting bailed out or whatever. But then my mom comes and she was like, I didn't know you were a rapper. That should have me so weak.
We only got a couple more minutes. Yeah, five. That's why I said 4 minutes. I said four.
Song,
he was being generous with five. Right, okay. We gotta wrap it up. We started the show a little late today, but what is your name? Your stage name again?
My name is CJ Soul.
CJ. That's C. CJ Soul. S-O-L-E.
S-O-L-E.
I just want people to know a C as in like.
Are you are you with a group or a group of people? Are you by yourself?
We are the squad. I'm an independent artist.
Excuse me?
1400.
Yeah, I'm an independent artist and my label is called 1400 ENT.
Okay. You just rap, or you make beats or produce music, or
I'm an artist and I manage other artists as well.
Okay. So I'm asking, man, because later on, man, I'm gonna put you back on the show when everybody can come down.
Yeah,
and then you can feature your stuff.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And my husband is going to be starting rap and hip hop shows here very shortly.
That's
at some venues
into,
in LA,
so you got other artists,
and you can come down and perform at our concerts.
Absolutely.
So we also do concerts
with your nigga Chance
the
Bag Snatcher.
There, exactly.
With Chance the Bag Snatcher.
Chance the Bag Snatcher.
All right.
We got to
thank you for calling in.
We got to wrap up today. We want to thank all everybody who called in today.
Hey, play one of his songs. Play one of his songs.
We don't have enough. We don't have enough time. That's why you should have sent them sooner. Right, we'll play them next week, though. I'll play one of the songs next week. Every week, we'll play one song by him, okay, for the next 3 weeks. Not a problem.
Yeah.
We'll feature you in. That gives you 3 extra weeks of advertising for your brand, okay?
So we got you.
All right. We will play your songs over the next 3 weeks. So make sure you send them to me. I'll send my son the email. He'll send it to you, and then you send it to me, and then I'll make sure it gets played. All right, so thank you so much to CJ Soul. Thank you to Chance Da Bag Snatcher. And thank you to Ryan Frankenstein of Our Frankenstein today for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
We will be back next week with more insanity. All right, have a good one, guys.
Gotta go.
Bye. Next week, real quick, I'm going to shout out real fast who we're going to have on the show. Let's see. I've got a 2-hour show next week. That was the original plan. Hopefully that'll work.
Tell them it's Wednesday.
It's on a Wednesday, for the love of Christ. I'm going to stop. You know, anyway, I'm just kidding. Next Wednesday, October 9th, we're going to have Satanic Johnny in the house from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we're going to have from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're going to have the And I Thought Ladies. They are poets. Like, you know, they do like book fairs and other things like that. They travel around the world spreading a great message of harmony.
Maybe
and
you
love.
Need to get them to talk to.
And they're from Atlanta, Georgia. They're flying in for. They're going to be day for like a day or two.
Desiree Duffy.
Yes.
Maybe you need to introduce them.
There you go. All right, till next week. We're
thank you guys. Back. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in. See you later. Bye.
Gotta go.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.